the mitzvah of al matzos umrom yochluhu, which is written twice in the Torah, once in Parshas Bo, and once in Parshas Balosho with regard to Pesach Sheni, is a very interesting mitzvah, because on the one hand, the Torah commands us to eat the Korban Pesach. On the other hand, the Torah says al matzos umrom yochluhu, implying that there's also a mitzvah of eating matzah and eating marah. And the question that we want to raise today is, what's the relationship between the two? Is it a mitzvah to eat Pesach number one, matzah number two, and marah number three? And those are three independent mitzvahs, which might mean, by the way, that even if I don't have, if I don't have the Korban Pesach, I still have a mitzvah of matzah, I still have a mitzvah of marah. Or do I say no? There's really only one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and marah. The Korban Pesach should be accompanied by the matzah umarah. And the nafkamina would be that if I hold that it's really a mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, then if I don't have the Korban Pesach, I don't have the mitzvah of eating matzah umarah. Everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah of eating marah, but the question is that a mitzvah doraisa? Well, during the time of the Korban Pesach, it was a mitzvah doraisa because al matzah umrom yochlu, we should eat the Korban Pesach. But now that we don't have the Korban Pesach, in the very best scenario, you could say that the mitzvah of eating marah is the rabbanon. It's not doraisa. Now, let's turn the clock back to when the Mikdash stood and we ate the Korban Pesach. Would the mitzvah of matzah marah be a separate, independent mitzvah? That means there's one mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, another mitzvah to eat the marah, another mitzvah to eat matzah. Or no, there's really one mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, but it should be accompanied by matzah marah.
So like the second.
You like the second way. So the question is, let's say, for example, if you were writing a compendium of mitzvahs, you know, you were one of the Monia mitzvahs, would you count it as one mitzvah or as three mitzvahs? And the strange thing is that we're going to find that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is going to count Pesach as one mitzvah, matzah as another mitzvah, but he doesn't have a separate mitzvah marah. As if to say that there's a separate independent mitzvah to eat matzah, and yet there's no separate independent mitzvah to eat marah. And that seems to violate the simple pshat in the pasuk, because the pasuk says al matzah umrom yochlu. So take your choice, take your pick. Either you want to say that there's only a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and basically all these three form one unit and count it as one mitzvah. If you're willing to pull out the matzah and set up the matzah as an independent mitzvah, why don't you do the same thing with regard to marah?
Well, there's a separate position for matzah.
Excellent. So this is the answer that the Gemara gives that you'll see here on your page. The pasuk says, and we'll start with the pasuk in Bo, and then we'll move over to the pasuk in Baloscha. The achlu es habasar balayla hazeh tzli eish umatzos al marorim yochluhu. So how many mitzvahs do we have? So the Gemara in Pesachim that we want to study, which is the Gemara that Jonathan referred to on Daf Kuf Chaf Omid Aleph, the Gemara says the following. It would seem that there's only one mitzvah, namely to eat the Pesach. And therefore matzah and marah are not independent mitzvahs. If that be the case, then if we don't have Pesach, then we shouldn't have neither matzah or marah. Correct? It's a domino theory. So if you pull out Pesach, then matzah and marah have nothing to stand on, because we don't have the Pesach Bizman Hazeh. And yet the Gemara says that no, Marah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, and Matzah Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa, even without the Korban Pesach. And this has tremendous significance, by the way, because the Gemara says that if you eat Matzah together with Marah in one bowl, in one bite, in one gulp, that's called Mitzvos Mevatlo Zuazu. What does that mean, Mitzvos Mevatlo Zuazu? If you have a mitzvah d'oraisa with a mitzvah d'rabbanon, or for that matter, if you have a mitzvah together with the rishus that you don't have to eat, then the rishus is mevatel the mitzvah. And the Gemara holds that a mitzvah d'rabbanon klapi a d'oraisa is like a rishus, and therefore the Gemara says that you can't eat both matzah and marah together. So, for example, we do a korach kehillel, right? Zechel l'migdash kehillel. But that's only a zechel l'migdash. We cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah through korach, because the mitzvah of marah is only through Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh, and it undermines the mitzvah of matzah if we eat them together at the same time. So what we're going to do is we're going to eat matzah separately, and we're going to eat marah separately, and then we're going to make a combination thereof just to remind us of what happened at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Zecher Lehillah.
So why do we eat Mara separately?
Oh, so why do we eat Mara separately? So the Gemara says that we eat Matzah separately because of a different pasuk. In addition to this pasuk. Correct, excellent. In addition to this pasuk of Al Matzah Sumram Yochlu, the Torah says, Ba Erev Tochlu Matzos. And that separates Matzah as a separate mitzvah. Mara doesn't have a pasuk. Mara is only Al Matzah Sumram Yochlu, which means that it's connected and dependent upon the Korban Pesach. We don't have the Pesach, we don't have the Mara. We wouldn't have the matzah either from the pasuk of Al Matzah Merom Yechlu. But since it's another chiyuv of matzah as an independent mitzvah under the pasuk Berev Tochlu Matzahs, therefore the mitzvah of matzah stands independent of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And now we have two mitzvahs of matzah. We have one mitzvah of matzah to accompany the Korban Pesach. We have another mitzvah of matzah to be eaten by itself independent of the Korban Pesach. There's going to be a machlokas tanoim whether you can fulfill both mitzvahs with one achila, meaning at the time that the Mikdash stood and you accompanied the Korban Pesach with the matzah and the mara, would that be enough? Or do we say no? That matzah is eaten together with the mara and the Pesach as one entity. But matzah requires a separate achila, and you can't fulfill the mitzvah achilas matzah together with the Korban Pesach. But be that as it may, if there's an independent mitzvah of matzah from the pasuk al matzah merom yochlu bizman hazeh, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah. But Mara doesn't have another pasuk; it's only al matzah merom yochlu as an accompaniment, integrated into the achilas pesach together with matzah. Therefore, Mara bizman hazeh is only drabanan, which indicates that in the case of Mara, if I would eat Mara with matzah in one gulp, the Mara would be Mavatal Matzah under the halacha of Mavatlo Zuazu, because Mara relative to Matzah is called a Rishus, even though it's the Rabbanon. Now it's very interesting. The mitzvah of Mara Bisman as the Gemara says is the Rabbanon, which means that although we're not going to make the mitzvah of Korach into a mitzvah d'rabbanon, in other words, to duplicate what they did at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is only a zechel HaMikdash, which means it's not a chiyuv d'rabbanon, but marar becomes a chiyuv d'rabbanon. And now the question is, how much marar do I have to eat? So if I would wake you up in the middle of the night, what would be your answer? Which is kezayis, right? But it's more complicated than that. Why? Because since the mitzvah of marar is not a separate independent mitzvah, but rather it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, al matzos v'merom yochluhu. Therefore, as an accompaniment to the Korban Pesach, it's not necessarily so that I require by the normal universal standards of an achila kezayis. But is it possible that, oddly enough, the derabbanan might be more chomer than the doraisa? As long as Mara was eaten together with the Korban Pesach on a Doraisa level, therefore it doesn't require an Achil of Kezayis. Now that Mara emerges as a separate independent mitzvah, albeit the Rabbanon, it requires an Achil of Kezayis. And this becomes a gigantic machlokas in the Rishonim. But before we see that machlokas, I want you to turn to the next paragraph. He has a very interesting question. He says that when the Gemara quotes the Pasuk to establish that matzah and mara are mitzvahs to accompany the Korban Pesach, the Rambam only counts it as one mitzvah in the Taryag, Pesach together with the matzah mara. He has a separate mitzvah of matzah under Berev Tochlu Matzahs. But why does the Gemara quote the pasuk in Baal Loscha? The pasuk in Baal Loscha, that's in Bamidbar Tes, is addressing Korban Pesach Sheni, not Korban Pesach Rishon. The pasuk that addresses Pesach Rishon is in Parshas Bo. And nowhere does the Gemara quote that pasuk in Parshas Bo. The Torah Tmima raises this question. He says, as a general rule, when you have two psukim in the Torah, the Gemara always quotes the first of the two psukim. Here's the exception to the rule. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Bamidbar. Why? So the Torah Tmima has an interesting insight. If you take a look at the two psukim, which you'll see on the second page, the first pasuk says, "Umatos al merorim yochluhu." It's very strange because it sounds like the mitzvah is to eat the mara with the matzah, whereas the pasuk in Maloscha says, "Al matos umerorim yochluhu," which means yochluhu is referring to the Korban Pesach, and together with the Korban Pesach, you have to eat matzah and mara. So that the matzah and mara clearly are an addendum to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach from the perspective of the pasuk in Baal Loscha. The Gemara is interested in establishing that matzah and maror are not independent mitzvahs, but rather they are accompaniments to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's not clear in the pasuk in Bo. And I was thinking of a whole nother point over here. You know that with regard to Pesach Sheni, you have to eat the Pesach Sheni with matzah and maror, but you're allowed to eat chametz on Pesach Sheni. Did you know that?
Not with the carbon.
Not with the carbon. So when you're accompanying the carbon, you need to eat matzah. When you're eating anything else, you're allowed to eat chametz. In contradistinction to Pesach Rishon, where you can only eat matzah. So what the Gemara wants to clarify is that even though there's no Iser Chametz on Pesach Sheni, and therefore you might think if there's no Iser Chametz, there's no Iser Matzah, because those two are Shnei Tzdodim Shomad Be'achas. For example, you could only use for matzah that which could become Chametz. Rice, for example, cannot become Chametz, and therefore can't be used for matzah. And anything that has an additional Iser besides Chametz is also excluded from Matzah. We have a hekesh between Matzah and Chametz. Nashim are obligated in the midst of Matzah insofar as they're also included in the Iser of Chametz. On Pesach Sheni we have a very strange phenomenon. What emerges is a Heft of Matzah without an Iser Chametz. Basically there is no such thing as a Shem Chametz in the Chodesh Iyar, in Pesach Sheni. But nevertheless, there is a Shem Matzah. Okay, fine.
But wouldn't there still be an Iser Matzah while eating the Karim Pesach?
An Iser Chametz.
An Iser Chametz, yeah.
No, it would only be a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh of all Matzahs in Rom Yachlu. Meaning, the Mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach Sheni is only as an accompaniment.
No, let's say, on Pesach Sheni,
yeah,
I eat the Karim Pesach
with
Matzah and Chametz.
Ah, so that I don't know. That's again a problem of Rishus Mevatel Mitzvah.
Alright, let's eat it with the Karim Pesach with matzah, maror, and carrots.
The carrots would be Mevatel everything. Any Rishus in the same gulp, again, you have to know about Hanos Meyayim and Hanos Grono. You know, there are two. Do you want to sign the document?
I sign it. Just when I get Kenyan.
Okay, great. So, it would be great if anyone else could, you know, that you think might be relevant to sign, or at least they should appoint you to, as the I don't know the legal structure here, but
yeah, I do this kind of stuff.
So just make sure that they're on board, you know.
I'm on board.
No, no. So you appoint me, if you could just say I appoint you as my shul.
I appoint you as my shul.
Okay, great. And that's in two different places, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, it's good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Rabbi.
Keep eating? Is that
what?
We keep eating the bread or the pizza, or is that?
The mechir is only going to be chal towards the end of the week, okay, so you're all okay. Right. All right, we can continue eating.
I should declare all of Glide's intellectual property as chametz, and then just steal the app.
Okay. Okay, now what I want to show you is the language of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes the following: Shetzivunu, we were commanded lechol keves haPesach b'leil chamisha sar b'tnoyim anizkarim v'hu sheyochal tzli v'yochal b'bayis echad v'sheyochal im matzos umerorim. You should eat it together with the matzah umar. Okay, so you might ask the following question: Lama timna achilas pesach matzumar achas lo timno solosholosh mitzvahs. The Rambam says, the Rambam asks himself the question, why do I count this as one mitzvah, not at three? Ashivenu, I will answer. Omnam achilas matzah. Keep in mind, this is a translation from the Arabic. Omnam achilas matzah mitzvah bifnei atzmahi. Avol morar nigmar nigrar la achilas hapesach vieno nimna mitzvah bifnei atzmah. Beautiful. The Rambam gives us a very fine, sharp, concise summary of the whole sugya that we talked about. Matzah emerges as a separate independent mitzvah, therefore it's counted in Tayag. Mar is only a nigrar. Do you know how to say that in Yiddish? Sorry. Anybody knows Yiddish? Close?
Nachshav.
Excellent. Nachshav, I'm impressed. That's what they say about Lot, you know, the nephew of Avram. He was a nokshlepper. Wherever Avram went, he was hanging on to him. All right, fine. Now, take a look at the next piece. Here, we have the following. A sugya in Psachim on Daf Kuf Chaf. Remember, we started with the sugya, and now we come back to the sugya. The Gemara wants to know about a Tomei Oshahoya B'derech Rechoka. He cannot bring the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says that even though he can't bring the Korban Pesach, he's going to have to bring in a Pesach Sheni. Nevertheless, he eats matzah and maror on Pesach Rishon. I don't get it. If we're saying that matzah is an independent mitzvah, so he's a Tomei B'derech Rechoka Nicha. So he won't bring the Korban Pesach, but he still has a mitzvah of Erev Tochlu Matzahs. But if Marar is just, as we said, a Nachshleper, and now he's B'tomei B'derech Rechoka, he cannot bring the Korban Pesach, why does he eat Marar? And the Rosh here has a big Chiddush. And the Rosh says, the way the Avnei Nezer understands him is the following. That as long as there's a Chiyuv Korban Pesach, meaning as long as the Beis HaMikdash is in existence and it generates a chiv to bring the Korban Pesach, then the matzah and the maror emerge as chiyuvim even without actually bringing the Korban Pesach. Meaning, when we say that matzah and maror is a nachshleper, that's not actually precise. What we mean to say is that you don't need the Korban Pesach for the kiyum of matzah and maror, but you need the chiyuv of Korban Pesach. You don't need the chiyuv of Korban Pesach, you need the chiyuv of Korban Pesach.
We saw the chiyuv of Korban Pesach.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So that's the question on the Avnei Nezer that I was going to raise. But before we get to your question, so the Avnei Nezer is saying the following, that when the Beis HaMikdash is Chai V'Kayom, there's a chiyuv of Korban Pesach. And that's enough to engender the mitzvahs of Matzah U'Maror, even without the chiyuv befall of the Achilas Korban Pesach. But Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, then Achilas Maror gets dropped down from a Doraisa to the Rabban. So, yeah, go ahead.
More historical question, but we know that not everybody did on the regular. Everybody was supposed to, but not everybody did. So if you didn't have Korban Pesach and there was Beis HaMikdash, then you wouldn't be Chayav the Maror back then?
You would, even if you didn't bring the Korban Pesach. Since you have a Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, that's enough to engender matzah u'maror as obligatory, even though you're not bringing the Korban Pesach. That's the Avnei Nezer Chiddush. That as long as the Korban Pesach exists, the chiyuv and matzah u'maror, and the truth of the matter is, remember I told you before, this machlokas tanoim about whether or not bizman haPesach we eat Pesach matzah u'maror in one gulp. Hillel is of the opinion that we made a sandwich out of the Korban Pesach together with the matzah u'maror. The Rabbanim say no. You have to eat each one separately. So it means even though matzah u'maror accompany the Korban Pesach, but it's not part of one ma'isa achila. And now we have the case of a tamei or b'derech rechoka. He's not bringing a Korban Pesach, he's not eating the Korban Pesach, and yet he's chayav in matzah u'maror. According to Hillel, that would make absolutely no sense. Because Hillel requires the Pesach u'matzah, the maror matzah as an accompaniment to the ma'isa achila of the Korban Pesach. And that he doesn't have. He's not eating the Korban Pesach. But at least according to Chachamim, who have an independent achila with regard to matzah and maror, we could suggest that even if he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, he still eats the matzah and maror as a kiyum of a doraisa. Now Jonathan is asking, so what? Now we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So the kiyum of Korban Pesach is completely paka. So you see that the Avnei Nezer has to be reinterpreted. The Avnei Nezer is not saying what I told you he's saying. I fooled you, because I was fooled too. He's not saying that it depends on the Chiyuv versus the Kiyuv. It depends upon the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mechayev of Korban Pesach. You and I would have said no. The existence of the Beis HaMikdash is a Tnai in the Kiyum HaKorban, but not in the Chiyuv HaKorban. The Chiyuv HaKorban exists today, even though it's Manua, it's impossible for me to be Mechayev of the Korban. No. The Avnei Nezer holds that the Mechayev of the Korban Pesach is the existence of the Beis HaMikdash. And for that, we'd have to go through the entire Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, and that's a fascinating thing. If you take a look on the next page, if Marar is not a separate mitzvah saseh, it's only the Rabbanon, so the question is, why do we need a kezias? Why do we have to eat a kezias of Marar? And that is a sugya on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. In Perikol Shah, the Gemara says that the shear of Marar is a kezias. How do we know this? Because the Mishnah establishes that you know there are many different species of Marar, many different candidates. There's Chazeres, there's Ulshim, there's Tamchen, Chazeres and others. And Mitztarfin Zeh Lozeh L'Kezayis. So I can take Ulshim, Tamcha, and Chazeres, one third of a kezias of each, and I'm Yotzi the Mitzvah of Marar. Obviously you need a kezias. So why is it that we need a kezias? And here we have a tremendous machlokas rishon. The Sefer Yireh, that Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, one of the Ashkenazic rishonim, says the following. You know what the word yochluhu means? Yochluhu means, it doesn't say yochal oso. It doesn't say al matzah umar yochal oso. What would the word oso mean had it said oso? The Korban Pesach. It says yochluhu. Yochluhu is referring to each one of the three. That's the pshat of the Sefer Yireh. It's as if it says yochlu Korban Pesach, yochlu matzah, yochlu marar. Each one requires an achila, and Max, as you said very well before, ein achila pachos mikizayis. The Rosh says a whole different pshat. Says the Rosh, you know why you need a kizayis of marar? Because the bracha is asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al achilas marar. And achila means kizayis. In other words,
would there have been an alternative word?
Should have said oso, according to the Sefer.
No, I'm saying for the bracha.
I don't know.
Like a bracha that says you're obligated to consume even a kol shehu.
Something. I don't know what nusach. I don't know what nusach the Rosh would suggest.
Maybe
I should consume also tzivanu al amor. Yeah. Maybe just leave out the word achila. But says the Rosh, the reason why we need a kezias, and that's clear from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes, is because of the nusach habracha. So everybody pounces on the Rosh and they say, what kind of business is this? Either you need an achila or you don't need an achila. I mean, why should the bracha play a role over here? And here we have a shtickle Torah from Reb Chaim Brisker. And this, if you want to take a look on page 84, you'll have to flip the page. You see the paragraph that starts B'divrei HaRosh? On page 84,
yeah.
He says that the Shagas Aryeh asks one kasha, Reb Chaim asks another kasha. All on the Rosh. The Rosh says you need a kezias because of the bracha. So Shagas Aryeh says that Matzinu b'kama makomo shehikisha haTorah maror lematzah. There are many dinim in maror that are derived from the hekesh to matzah, which means that, for example, to the same extent that women are included in matzah, women are included in Mara. And therefore, since matzah requires a kezias, because it says Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs, then Mara, by virtue of this analogy of Hekesh, should require a kezias. Why did the Rosh have to stretch his arm out to the Nusach HaBracha? Then the Shagas Aryeh asks a second question. He says, if the Rosh is right, that the only reason we have a shear of kezias, a requirement of kezias in Mara, is because of the Nusach HaBracha, he says, why not ask the question, well, why did they misaki the bracha with an al achila? If there's no other logical justification for a kezias, then we have a kash on those who organized the bracha. They shouldn't have said al achila smara, like you say, Max. Maybe they should have said al mara. But then he has a third question for Reb Chaim Brisker. Says Reb Chaim, if according to mara, it doesn't say achila in the pasuk, because the word yochluhu refers to the Korban Pesach, and therefore, mi'ikar adin, you don't need a kezias of maror. He says, I don't get it. In the case of basar b'cholov, the Torah says three times lo. What's the next word? Three times the basar b'cholov appears in the Torah, and each time it says lo tevashel. And the Gemara says that since it says lo tevashel three times, is the Gemara kulin is echad liser achila, echad liser hanav, yes, echad liser bishul. So it doesn't say the word achila in the Torah. And yet, the minimum shear for violating Basa B'cholov is a Kezayis, less than a Kezayis. It's not an Isur of Basa B'cholov on the Doraisa level. So in other words, we see from this, Ezra Chaim, that you don't need a Lashon Achila, even if I grant the Rosh's premise. The way the Shagasari understood the Rosh, that since it says Yochlu, the Rosh interpreted against Sefer Yerim, that's referring to the Korban Pesach. So it doesn't say Achila. So what? The Torah requires you to eat it. Torah doesn't say stuff it in your ears. So if you're required to eat it, ain't Achila, pachas mikazayis. In Basa B'chol, it doesn't say Achila. And yet it's poshut that you need a kazayis. So here Reb Chaim says,
well, maybe it's a kazayis of all of them together.
You're pretty close. He says the following. Take a look on page 85 if you have it. Okay? We started today at a quarter after, so I assume we can go another 5 minutes. Okay, you'll let me know. Okay. Reb Chaim Zatzal Mitaretz Es Kushyoso. Do you have it? It's about line 9, something like that. He says, with this teretz, he's going to answer up all three kashas. Let's just go over the kashas. Number one, what about the hekesh between matzah and marah? That should engender a requirement of kazayis and marah. Number two, why would the mesachnei abracha require an achila, a lashon achila, which requires kazayis? That was a mistake in the way that we're attacking the bracha according to the Rosh. Number three, even if it doesn't, if the Torah doesn't utilize the language of achila with regard to marah, nevertheless we require achila. He says the following. When the Torah says al matzos umrom yochlu, the mitzvah of matzah is not written in this pasuk. The mitzvah of matzah is written in the pasuk be'erev tochlu matzos. So we have two mitzvahs with regard to matzah. We have the mitzvah of accompanying the Korban Pesach, and we have the separate independent mitzvah of be'erev tochlu matzos. He says the mitzvah of matzah, insofar as it's eaten with the Korban Pesach together with the maror, is not an achila unto itself, and therefore the principle of ein achila pachas mikazayis doesn't apply. Okay, I'm not sure if we're going as far as Jonathan wanted to say that we can be mitzayif for all three to get a kazayis, but certainly the Korban Pesach needs a kazayis. But the matzah umara that accompany the Korban Pesach, nowhere do we require a kazayis according to the Rosh, because yochluhu doesn't refer to an achila. So the mitzvah is only the achilas ha-pesach, and we eat the matzah umara not as independent mitzvos, but as an accompaniment for the mitzvah of achilas pesach. Achilas matzah requires the kazayis not because of al matzah umrom yochlu, but because of the special mitzvah of ba'erev tochlu matzos. But since in the case of mara there is no separate pasuk that engenders an independent mitzvah of Mara, therefore you don't require a kezayis. But the only problem is that if that be the case, what do we do with the hekesh? Says Reb Chaim, the hekesh between matzah and Mara is the hekesh of matzah as a separate independent mitzvah on the Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs. Matzah itself, let's call matzah the Av and Mara the Toldo, the Av itself doesn't require kezayis. True, matzah requires a kezayis, but under a different mitzvah of Bo'erev Tochlu Matzahs. The hekesh, in take a look in the next, he says the following. He says the hekesh between matzah and morar is the hekesh of al matzahs umrom yochlu. Within the context of matzah and morar as an accompaniment to the Korban Pesach, we have an equation between matzah and morar. However, that matzah doesn't require kezayis. And therefore the Rosh holds that morar doesn't require kezayis. Ah, you'll ask me the question, but matzah requires a kezayis? That's under a different mitzvah, Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. In that context, the Torah did not equate matzah and morar. You don't find morar mentioned in the pasuk Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. Oh, so what about the mitzvah derabbanan? How did the Rabbanan formulate the mitzvah of Achilas Morah? As far as the Torah law is concerned, as an accompaniment with the Korban Pesach, you don't require kezayis. Now the Rabbanan is saying we don't have the Korban Pesach, but we're going to take the Morah and we're going to eat it anyway. Says the Rosh, I'll prove to you that when the Rabbanan established a new independent mitzvah Morah, they required a kezias. Maybe you'll say to me, no. Maybe just take a little bit of maror. Like it says in the Mishnah Berurah, for someone who finds maror very painful to eat, again, you have to know exactly what he means, mitzar harbe. So let him take a little bit of maror, just as a zecher l'migdash, you know. So one might have said that when the Rabbanan established the mitzvah of maror, all they require is a little bit of a zecher l'dov, you know, taste the marirus. But they don't require a full achila, says the Rosh, I'll prove to you that the Rabbanan established a mitzvah of maror that emerges as a separate mitzvah of achila and requires the kezias from the Nusach HaBrach. The Nusach HaBrach was the proof that the Rosh adduces to establish that the Rabbanan formulated a new mitzvah of maror as a separate independent mitzvah of achila, even though the original maror doesn't require a kezias, because Yochluhu refers only to the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach requires a kezias, matzah maror does not. Maror de Rabbanan, as a separate independent mitzvah, requires a kezias. Now Rav Chaim assumes that the hekesh between matzah and maror does not extend to the pasuk Be'er of Toklu Matzahs and the independent mitzvah achil of matzah. And he has a beautiful proof for that, because Rav himself says that matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa, which he derives from the pasuk Be'er of Toklu Matzahs, independent of the Korban Pesach. And yet Rav says on Kuf Chav that maror b'zman hazeh is the Rabbana. If maror is equated to matzah, and matzah is doraisa, then maror itself should be doraisa. And the answer must be that these dinim of matzah that engender new dinim. So obviously Reb Chaim is enlightening us that the hekesh between maror and matzah is only to the matzah that's eaten with the Korban Pesach, and matzah itself doesn't need a kezias. That's the answer to the first kasha of the Shagasai. The Shagasai had a second kasha that you don't need a Lashon Achila in order to engender a requirement, a minimal requirement for the Kezayis in Basa Mechalov. It doesn't say Achila. So Reb Chaim says that's also for Enfid. That's also not a problem, because Basa Mechalov is fundamentally different than Mara. Basa Mechalov is an independent Isur, and the Isur is Achila. We derive from the triple language of the Torah the Isur Achila. Achila means Kezayis. Less than kezayis doesn't constitute a violation of the isur achila. That's the shear of achila and kol tarkul. Maror is an isur of not mais achila, but le'achel. That maror should be eaten, not to eat maror. This is a classical brisker chiddush, but rather that the maror should be eaten together with the Korban Pesach. There's no separate korban gavra of mais achila as an independent mitzvah. Therefore, you don't require kezayis. The Rosh therefore says that Mikra Din, you don't require kezayis. It's only because of the Nusach of the Bracha that we need kezayis. And in a similar way, Reb Chaim says that with regard to the mitzvah matzah, we have two different mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of matzah b'toras ba'erev tochu matzahs, that requires a kezayis as an achila. And then the mitzvah of matzah of al matzah rom yochlu, which is an accompaniment to Pesach. It's not a separate independent mitzvah achila. And therefore, matzah b'toras nechal does not require a kezayis, according to the Rosh. If, on the other hand, you go with Reb Lozem Imetz in the Iraim, then Pesach, matzah, mor, each one of the three require an achila, which means a kezayis. And that, on a doraisa level, would require a kezayis. Now, we mentioned before Pesach Sheni, and this becomes very relevant to the next piece of Torah, the Chiddush, that I want to share with you, the insight of Rabbi Yitzhala Miponovich. And he's quoted in a sefer called Makar Baruch, and he is quoted by Rabbi Nochem Ginsberg in Makar Baruch from a Shtikl Torah that he heard when he was 14 years old from Rabbi Yitzhala. What did he hear from him? What was his chiddush with regard to matzah? And it made such an impact on him that he remembered it for years and years down the line. As we've said before, mitzvah matzah has two different mitzvahs to it. One is derived from Ba'erev Toklu Matzahs, and that's a matzah that has to be eaten l'shem chova as an independent mitzvah. Then there's the mitzvah of al matzah z'mom yochlu, that the matzah is not a chiyuv unto itself, but accompanies the Korban Pesach. It's part of the chiyuv of the Korban Pesach. The Machayev is the Korban. Now he wants to say the following. the matzah that's eaten with Shem Chova requires many different conditions and chumras and stringent requirements because, for example, the Torah says Lechem Oni, and that excludes matzah shira if you have a matzah that the dough is kneaded together with fruit juices. Also, we have to have halacha, what's called Re'uya Le'ocha B'chol HaMoshavos, as opposed to, let's say, Matzah's Bikurim, because Bikurim is only eaten in Yerushalayim. A matzah that's eaten together with the Korban Pesach, where the Machayev is the Korban Pesach, that matzah doesn't have all the chumros, all these requirements. Any matzah that's matzah, meaning it's Yotzeh Mechal Chametz, is considered matzah k'sheira l'korban Pesach, al matzah rom yochlu, an unbelievable chiddush. And this chiddush really needs a support text to say that matzah in Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs and matzah in al matzah rom yochlu are two different chefters of matzah. Matzah shira, which is completely disqualified for the mitzvah Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs, would qualify for the mitzvah of an accompaniment of korban Pesach. This needs a raya. And sure enough, he brought a raya. The raya itself is from a sugya in Korban Pesach, in Psachim Tzarihei Amin Aleph. The deal there is that when you bring a Pesach Sheni, and you have to eat matzah as an accompaniment of Pesach Sheni, the Gemara is outspoken that it doesn't need all the conditions, all the requirements that apply to the matzah of Pesach. Pesach Sheni, as we said before, there's no Isur Chametz. Chametz u matzah imo bebayis. And therefore, the matzah that's accompanying the Pesach Sheni just has to be anything but Chametz. It doesn't have to be a positive matzah with all the requirements of matzah that we discussed before, Lechem Oni, to the exclusion of matzah shira. Says Rav Itzler, that to the same extent that Pesach Sheni requires a matzah as an accompaniment, and even a matzah shira, which is Yotzeh Mechal Chametz, is sufficient and qualifies, so too Pesach Rishon, where the Korban Pesach is being accompanied by matzah, that matzah is the identical matzah as the matzah of Pesach Sheni, which means it doesn't have all the chumras and the restrictions that apply to the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. And truth be told, I wanted to add the following embellishment, Lefi Aniyus Daiti, you know, the Gaon sheet, and it really appears in Rishonim, in the Chizkuni and others, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah kol shiva for 7 days. Now, I'm not sure if that has to be understood as an extension of Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs and requires the identical matzah of Leila Pesach, or for the rest of Pesach, you just have to eat something that's not chametz. And even matzah shira, which was kneaded with fruit juices, although it is yotzeh mechal chametz, it doesn't have the status of matzah, that's only b'mei dvarim u'im for the mitzvah of Leil HaPesach, of Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs, but that's not a requirement for the kiyum mitzvah of kol shiva, matzah kol shiva. There is, however, a Ramban in his Pirush al Torah that we want to take a look at. This is in Parshas Bo. The Ramban on the Pasuk u'matzos al merorim yochluhu says that the word umatzos goes back on bosar, meaning the way the pasuk is structured, and we indicated this earlier today, is that the Pesach and the matzah both require an achila, and is a mitzvah achila in Pesach from the pasuk al matzos, right? Matzos al merorim yochluhu, meaning the al here is only written before the maror. But the v'ochlu at the beginning of the pasuk says basar umatzos. So the Ramban understands that v'ochlu as an achila relates to matzah no less than it relates to Pesach. And if the achila engenders a chiyuv matzah, then clearly it's only the maror that's a nigrar, that's the nachshleper. The maror is an accompaniment, but there are two major mitzvahs, primary mitzvahs, and that's Pesach and matzah. Therefore, they both have an achila requirement. They both require kezias. Now we're back to the Shagasari's kash on the rush, namely, in the context of the hekesh between matzah and maror, just like matzah requires a kezias, maror should require kezias. Why does the rush say that maror doesn't require kezias mikra din? obviously we'd have to conclude within the framework of Reb Chaim's insight that the Rosh does not buy into the Ramban. So we really have three different shitos as to how to read this pasuk. According to the Rabbi Elazar Metz, the pasuk of Yochlu establishes three different achilos. Pesach needs an achila, matzah needs an achila, mara needs an achila, and each one presumably require kezias. According to the Rosh, on the other extreme, the pasuk requires achila for Korban Pesach, but only for Korban Pesach. Matzah and mara together both are yochlu, they're necholim, but there's no separate independent achila requirement, and therefore, in this context, as Reb Chaim embellishes it, there's no requirement of a kezias. In the middle, between the two extremes, we have the compromise shita of the Ramban, who would take matzah, shift it over to the side of Korban Pesach, and in those two mitzvahs we require achila, which would require kezias. And on the other end, we have the marar, which is just a nechal, and then we have to ask ourselves the question, well, how much marar do I have to eat to make it into a nechal to accompany the Korban Pesach and the matzah? And the answer should be that in the context of the hekesh between matzah and marar, marar like matzah should require a full kezias. Both the Shagas Aryeh and Reb Chaim understood in the Rosh that the shear of marar is a kezias, and the source for this is al achilas marar. The bracha of Asher Kidshanu Tzolso V'Tzivanu al achilas marar. In other words, the shear, the requirement of marar, of a kezias, is not really mikar din, but rather it's halacha in the bracha. However, many of the achronim understood, not like the Shagas Aryeh, not like Reb Chaim in the Rosh, that even according to the Rosh, the shir kezias of a marar is mikra din. It means that the Rosh is quoting the Nusach HaBracha as a proof, according to these achronim, and this you'll find in the Shut Torah's Chesed, and even in the Chassam Sofer, that the Rosh requires a kezias mikra din because he's only quoting the bracha, not as the reason why you require a kezias in achilas marar, but rather as the proof that marar requires a kezias. According to Torah's Chesed, that chiyuv marar kezias is only drabbanon, because marar b'zmanis is only drabbanon, and the Rosh is quoting the nusach habrach of achilas marar as a proof that the drabbanon established the requirement of a minimum shear of kezias. The Chassam Sofer goes a little bit further. He wants to say that according to the Rosh, you need a kezias marar midoraisa, and the Rosh is proving it from the Nusach HaBracha. Just to end with a little Agadic insight, we know that Marar is Zechel Merirus. And on this night of Pesach, we ask the four kashas, and one of them is Halayla Zek Kulo Marar. Now that Nusach is a little problematic. What does it mean, Halayla Zek Kulo Marar? If in the case of Matzah, it says Kulo Matzah, that makes a lot of sense, because all we're eating tonight is matzah as opposed to chametz. But what does it mean tonight we're eating kulo matzah? And al pi derech hadrush, one could say that what we mean is that our life in golus is like an ongoing marar. That's al pi derech hadrush. But interesting is that the Yerushalmi has only three kashas, doesn't have a fourth kasha. The kasha of marar is not included. The Nusach HaYishalmi may be indicating that in the future we're waiting for the Gula Asida, the real Cheirus at the end of time, at the time of Melech HaMashiach, at the time of the ultimate redemption, that will have no Mara whatsoever. So let's not ask a Kasha about Mara. As we live today in Golus, we have to ask the question about Marar, but the Siman of the Yerushalmi, by omitting Marar, is that we're waiting with great anticipation and longing for the moment of Jewish history, the ultimate Gula, without any Marar whatsoever. Yirotzo, may that come about speedily in our days. Amen.